What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked on Sharks, the premier hockey podcast covering your favorite team in the Bay Area. Kodak Buchanan.
Damn, I'm not going to edit that.
You're Locked on Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Just the whole intro should just be a beep. I'm your host, Kyle Demetrius. Back with me as always is co-host JD, the trippy red to my, pick some other shitty Gen Z rapper. Now, I can't stress this enough. Kodak Black sucks.
But he also sucks.
Can confirm. Kodak handshake meme poking it in.
I was gonna say, if that happened at the Sharks game, we would probably be off the air after this episode because our brains could not handle it. But remember when it happened when Couture showed up with no shirt on? We wrote that thing for like a week straight. Like we would.
Yeah. If you've never seen that Locked On Now, ask us for it. It's great.
It's one of our best.
I can't believe I thought of that in the moment. Our whole brand is basically Kodak Black at the Panthers game. Which is sick, but we should have done hits on Locked On Panthers tomorrow. Rounds on Locked On Podcasts.
Yes.
To discuss this momentous occasion.
We got this, Armando. Buddy, we got this. Take a seat.
Yeah, but the Sharks also got some puss tonight. Octopus.
This is gonna be a fun one.
I don't think you have to bleep that.
No.
I don't think you do. It's like on Zach and Miri Make a Porno when they're reading the dialogue. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna F you right in the puss. And they're like, puss. And he's like, oh, that makes way more sense. Oh, the Sharks beat the Red Wings 3-2 in overtime. They killed them dead most of the game, but Aiden Jones made an appearance and they couldn't score on Nedeljkovic. I think are the Sharks the good, bad team?
I think that's where they are. If you don't know the good, bad team is, Bill Simmons has this theory about teams like in the NFL that are just kind of beat up on really bad teams and they look better than they are. Like you could make a point that the Patriots are this year's good, bad team. So where they continually just beat up on all these crappy teams. Like they, you know, we thought it was a very uninspiring win versus the Sabres, but they looked much better against the Flyers. And I thought this was their most complete game that they've played in a while.
Look at the teams they just did. Look at the Sabres, the Flyers, the Red Wings.
Yeah, they're not the greatest teams in the world. So, but I mean, I think it's trending better than what we've seen because like just the style of play. This is the first complete game that I think we've seen from them in a long, long time.
I mean, they did take 40 shots to Detroit's 19.
Which is good. Hashtag good.
Yeah. If that happened every game, that'd be amazing. The Sharks were the better team. There's no other two ways to put it. The only thing, I don't know, what did Detroit do better? They won the fight and
they got lucky on
they're better at diving.
They're better at diving, yes. Well, actually, I don't know, because I mean Jeffrey Veal's dives did was a direct goal while Ned's
good to know dive. You can just go skates up into a goalie and be like,
close enough. They were probably like, you know what? That makes up for the dead dive earlier. But you know, it was just nice to see them kind of control the game and you know, the way their transition game and the way they were in the neutral zone where they were just anytime the Red Wings tried to get their transition game going, the Sharks just clogged it up and were able to convert it back. And it's kind of crazy where having three puck moving defensemen on the ice or having one on the ice at any given time, look what happens. You can
Ryan Wertley.
Everyone's like, oh God, they're not going to be able to play defense.
Preference hasn't played defense in 3 years. So who cares? Ryan Merkley send him back. I don't know how you look at his last couple of games and you think, man, that's a dude that needs more AHL time. He is dynamite on offense. Mm-hmm. Like absolutely dynamite. How many times was he in the offensive zone or rushing out or breaking out of his zone. One of the big things is that you got to be able to control the puck out of your own end. Dumping it off the glass is not how you win games. That's what the Sabres do. They're awful. This is what the Senators do. Controlled exits are very important, and the dude's controlling exits and making good passes and finding lanes. Then when he gets in the offensive zone,
it's baby obviously Carlson.
It's not Erik Karlsson. Yeah, exactly. Well, like sperm Karlsson. I don't even know if he's a baby yet. Like, he's very.
He's coming out of the egg right now.
That was the noise JD makes when he climaxes. By the way, but imagine
it's like the dinosaur popping out of the egg. That's Mercury right now.
You know, yeah, sorry. But like those are the things that we wanted from him. He's all offense. He needed to get better at defense and get stronger. Famously, NHL teams don't have weight rooms, but AHL teams do.
AHL teams and Swedish teams, the only places where you can find weight rooms.
Yeah, so it looks like he's done that, and he looks like an NHL player now. Like obviously, he's going to make some mistakes. He's a rookie. He's played 8 games or something like that.
Yeah.
But I can't stress enough how wonderfully gifted he is on offense, and if you give him some time and you give him some burn and you let him go, I think that's how you start building his confidence and getting him into an NHL jersey constantly, because like I don't know how you think, okay, well, he needs to go back and he needs to play Vlasic and Simic.
That Vlasic Simic combo that you know,
Merkley played 14:53 tonight, so the defense,
which is fine, that's, you know, like
totally fine. The defense, like Brent Burns played 27 minutes because lol. Yep. Ferraro played 21, Karlsson played 24, Megna played 19. Merkley 14:53 and Mark Edward Vlasic bringing up the old caboose at 10:45. Yeah. Bugner did say after the game that it wasn't an injury or anything, just one of those circumstances with Vlasic where guys are playing better and he just couldn't fix them in the mix, which about as close as you're going to get to saying Bob saying he's washed.
Yeah. And, you know, like even with the Megna stuff, it's like Megna kind of, he has that Middleton role where it's, you know, like his job is just to kind of cover any mistakes. And I didn't notice Megna, which is kind of like that good thing, like I didn't notice him making a mistake. Perfect. You know, it's kind of like the offensive line thing where it's like if you're not noticing them doing something bad, then it's probably fine. So
I think he's
no Jacob's superstar Middleton, but you know, like he's perfectly cromulent. Yeah.
I think we can also say that Erik Karlsson is elevating the play of his partners. I think it's official because Jacob Vegna is like not a dude. He's just a dude. He's just a guy that plays hockey.
Yes.
Erik Karlsson's been on one this season. Just boy. Do you think it's because he ate a bunch of Built Bars in the offseason?
You know, he did work on his training. And, you know, a big thing about training is making sure that your nutrition's right.
Exactly. New year, new me, but he was like, new season, new me, stayed in the Bay, smashed some Built Bars. Probably because Built Bars are the protein bar that tastes like a chocolate bar. Sometimes even better. Nobody likes Turkish Delight chocolate bars. Nasty. Chocolate-covered raisins? Ew. Grab a Built Bar. And Built Bar makes it easy to stick to the new year, new me, because it tastes so good, you'll want to keep eating them. Because sometimes you grab a protein bar and you're like, oh, this tastes like chalk or wax, or it tastes like the weird chemical peanut butter. Nobody likes that. You also want to eat healthy. Everybody wants to do that. So you think, maybe I can cheat and have a little snack here, a little snack there. Not with Built Bar. Built Bar is covered in 100% real chocolate, so you satisfy that craving. And most Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. Compare that to a chocolate bar, which usually has around 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, and a heap load of net carbs you don't want. So here's an idea. Go get rid of all your bad candy. Sub them in with Built Bars. And then go to Built.com because you can check out all the flavors they have. Coconut almond, peanut butter brownie, cookies and cream, salted caramel, mint brownie. And there's so many more that they're releasing all the time. Easter's coming up. Probably have a little Easter flavor, maybe a Peeps flavor if you're a psychopath and like Peeps. So go to Built.com and check out what's coming. You can also use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Are you a Peeps guy?
I like the occasional Peeps. I'm not just
You dabble?
I dabble in the Peeps. I'm not going to just sit there and just pound down like a whole pack of them, but you know.
They come in those like little 8 packs or something. You're like a little sleeve.
It's like 5, yeah.
Yeah, like a little sleeve.
I'm not going to just They need like the Pez dispenser for peeps.
Oh my god. Do you start with the head? You just rip the head off the peep?
Or
do you just
go whole actually hog? If you put them in the microwave a little bit, you get that kind of caramelized. You get the caramelized flavor.
Mm. Ew, this is okay, settle down there, America. What do we want? Peeps. And what do we want more? Unhealthier peeps microwaved.
Then I want it now.
It's like when they tell you to microwave a Krispy Kreme for like 8 seconds. I mean, it's great, but also you can feel like years ticking off of your life as you put it in your body. Peeps. We should do a whole show on peeps. We should bring on. We should find somebody who's peeps adjacent. Creator of peeps, a peep salesman.
Yes.
If there's any peeps people out there, let us know.
Yes.
Anyway. Yeah, when you only allowed 18, 19 shots for the whole game, the defense was doing something. And I don't think it can be stated that Ryan Merkley shouldn't go back. I really like, also praise be Erik Karlsson for being healthy. Thank you for not being dead, because god damn it, he is a menace out there when he's fully healthy. Made an amazing defensive 5-on-3 play, was all over the offensive zone. His defense, if you look at the hockey stat cards, actually, he was like the fourth highest ranked player, and it was all defense. Yep. There was no offensive influence in there, which was pretty cool. So good for that.
Yeah, he had that really nice 5-on-3 play, and then Brett Burns just stood there on his 5-on-3 and let Bertuzzi just kind of do his thing. So, I mean, I get it. You know, Brent Burns, you've got the Iron Man streak. You don't want to catch anything from Bertuzzi. I totally get that. You don't.
I would stay away from a plague rat too, but that's just me.
Keep your 6 feet distance. But yeah, that was like those 2 minutes basically were like even the 5-on-3. The Sharks played that really well until the final kind of 20 seconds there, where
he cheated his coverage, and I don't know why he's trying to guard the winger. The forward's got to do that. Like the winger should be open. Don't let the guy standing in front of the net open. It's just another in the line of Burns not playing defense, but then getting covered. Like he's got 6 assists in his last 2 games. Like he assisted on the last 6 Sharks goals and stuff, which is awesome. And he created the overtime goal. We're not saying that he's bad or he's bad at offense or anything. It's just for the amount of play he gets and stuff like that, he's got to be better at defense if the Sharks are going to do anything. Because the Sharks are going to just win this. And
same energy to Erik Karlsson last season. Let's bring that bad boy right over to Brent Burns.
Yeah, or Ryan Merkley.
Yeah.
Like, Ryan Merkley can't even get a shot in the NHL because people get their panties in a bunch. They're like, he can't play defense. He's getting knocked off the puck.
Yeah.
It's like,
you know when you don't have to play defense? When you're in the other team's zone.
Yeah, so. And you have the puck. Speaking of not playing defense, Jeffrey Veal, baby.
The greasiest of greasy goals.
Is that the most Jeffrey Veal goal of all time?
Probably. I love it. Someone who loves greasy goals. That is the rip off the shirt, grease me up, lunch lady Doris goal right there.
Just to set the scene, if anybody didn't watch and they're just listening to us after the game. Thank you, by the way.
Yes.
Veal somehow gets the puck on a partial breakaway down the wing. He goes around Moritz-Seider. Moritz-Seider, who's a big, tall-ass German dude, wraps his stick around him and knocks the puck, sort of, but also smashes his midsection with his forearm. He's clubbing him like some sort of caveman with his stick around his waist. Jeffrey Veal falls on his butt, like straight back.
Moritz-Seider is a big dude.
Strong German dude fighting bears in his youth.
Yes.
So he falls on his ass, and the puck keeps going towards the net. The puck hits Nedeljkovic's pad, but what's faster than a sliding puck? A steaming Jeffrey Veal on his ass, and he comes sliding in, skates up.
I like how Steven. Where did he get Steven from?
Steaming. I said steaming.
Oh, Steven. I thought you said Steven. I thought you're giving his more names.
No, steaming, like steaming Willie Beeman.
Yep.
So he's come steaming in there on his butt. And smokes Nedeljkovic feet first, knocks his pad out of the way, and then the puck goes in the net. And they called it a good goal. The reasoning is that because Seider knocked him down, it was inadvertent contact by VL.
And yeah, VL wasn't
doing anything, so it's a goal. I mean, it should have been a penalty on Seider anyway, so disgusting. I honestly was shocked that they called it a goal. I understand the logic and why it is a goal, but that's not something you see often, I don't think.
No. Malpractice, some people would say that.
Some people are saying it was malpractice.
Actually, well, they were saying the broadcasting of said goal wasn't malpractice. It should have been the FTC should have shut off the game right then and there.
Bring in new corporate broadcasters. Yes.
But, I mean, if you're going to talk about ugly goals, we got to talk about the Aiden Hill goal that he just...
Slowest glove hand in the West, baby.
He went full controller disconnects. Just bloop. stands there at the goal, and then he just looks down and it's right between his legs. Like,
no, it went over his glove.
Well, no, but on the rebound, so it, oh, it went over, yeah, his glove, and then he got beat 5-0 on the same goal. Yeah,
I just, man, there was a play earlier. Somebody tweeted that Aiden Hill hasn't made a lot of saves, but he's kept the Sharks in it right after he made a glove save. Yeah. Dude, I think Lucas Raymond shot it directly into his glove. Like, he didn't move; it was just in his glove. That maybe he just needs to do a shitload of bicep curls in the offseason on his glove hand, because, man,
yeah,
it's slow. It's hard to evaluate Hill this game because he only had 19 shots. He did let in two.
Yeah, other than that, which, and like the 5-on-3 one, I'm not that's Brent Burns' fault there on the 5-on-3 one. But like, yeah, that one there was definitely one that he would want back.
He's,
but
I think he's definitely played better than he has.
Yes,
leading into this like stretch of games.
So, and it sounds like Reimer should be back here for hopefully for Thursday's game, if not for Saturday's game, because the competition is getting much stiffer here when they're going to be playing the Rangers and the Penguins, both of which are very good at hockey. So,
yes. No.
Yes.
No, they aren't.
But you know what doesn't have any competition, Kyle?
No, you just tell us. I couldn't think of something off the top of my head.
Primal Origin Oils. Got beard? Get Primal. You heard me right. If you're someone who's never cared about your beard, that's where you may want to think about Primal. You know, like, something, you know, you get that itchy beard or like the dandruff on the beard. That's where Primal can help you out. Their products are free from harmful synthetic ingredients with low impact on our planet. Primal Origin Oils makes balms, oils, and whip butter that are renowned as the best feel and beard products available. All products are fair trade certified and handcrafted in the USA. Like I said, they sent me the whip butter. It's great. Makes my beard less itchy. Smells like cookies. Mrs. Young enjoys it. So go check them out. Every company claims that they're the best, but Primal Origin Oils challenges you to compare their ingredients and feel the feel and beard to their products that you've used. We promise you'll see and feel the difference. Check out when you go to Primal Origin Oils. Remember to use the code LOCKEDON to get 20% off at checkout. Again, use the code LOCKEDON at 20% out at checkout.
Yeah, I think heading into this, they needed, for the illusion of being in the playoffs, the Sharks needed this win because their schedule coming up is absolutely devastating.
But
Rangers.
Before we get in that, we have not talked about our new
Octopus.
Our new Lord and Savior, Tomas Hertl, who has been a man on fire recently.
And oh, tonight, I wonder why. I wonder what coincided a couple days ago that happened.
Womp, 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 womp.
He must have really absolutely hated that man.
Yes,
just with a burning passion.
He just goes out and scores a natty. I know you weren't here for that. Comes out, scores a natty hattie, and then just didn't get any points tonight, but just absolutely
he was
dominant
everywhere. He basically everywhere. Killed the first penalty all by himself,
single-handedly.
Just by himself. Yes.
And then yeah, just that man, he is trying so hard for that wraparound goal. Just trying so hard.
The man has never scored a wraparound goal in his entire life. He tries so hard. If somebody can find a point, like if somebody can find us sometimes where he scored a wraparound goal, that'd be great. Because I'm like, he's got to be like 1 for 750 in his career. It's so comical. Every time he does it, I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe fake the wraparound. I don't know. Do anything other than wrapping around.
But he's been great though, like just his style of play, and you know, like especially, I mean, Timo got a goal tonight, and Timo should have had. I don't know how Timo didn't score on that double post there. He had two posts in what, like 20 seconds, literally. But yeah, Hertl has really, ever since kind of, you know, that long road trip where Bob sat him down, Hertl's been a different dude, and yeah, it's going to be very interesting for the Sharks. They're going to have some interesting decisions coming up.
He's upping his trade value day by day. Trade value has never been higher than it is right now.
Right, yeah.
Never forget that. They can eat.
Who? What other guys kind of set up for you tonight?
Noah Gregor. He should probably go back to the minors.
Oh, poor guy.
I like Noah Gregor, but man, dude.
Cannot hit a side of a barn right now.
He could hit the side of the barn. He would just hit like the purest pieces where it's not supposed to go through.
Yes.
He. How many shots did he have tonight? It was a lot, probably.
I mean, he drove play. You know, he's doing his baby Timo Meier.
He had five shots on goal, and I'm sure he missed the net like five more times.
15 shot attempts. So, But yeah, just the guy, you know, he's doing his baby Timo Meier where he's just going to drive to the net and just doesn't have the shot. You know, he just can't hit anything right now. I have a feeling once he scores one, it's just going to be a flood of goals coming. But yeah, that guy's way overdue. How about our guy, Dahlin? Beautiful setup on the power play for Timo. And then also was out there, you know, on the
he created overtime. The overtime goal.
Yeah.
He deflected in the corner, found Burns going across the front of the net.
Yep.
Dahlin's good. He just needed to get over, like, people were worried when he came back. He's just got to get over the COVID and he was injured and stuff like that.
He's also a rookie. You're going to have those up and downs, you know?
So. Yeah, he was always going to be fine. Like, the dude's going to be a shark for a while. They should keep sign him. Should be a shark for a while. Like, he's going to be getting better still. He's good. Barabanov continues his electric play.
He's nasty.
Rudy might as well not even exist at this point.
Oh, all right. No, he's got to take Gregor's spot. at least Rudy can score.
So. Are we worried about the Lord?
Yeah. I mean, he's playing 3C tonight, you know, with Nick Menino on COVID. But, you know, he did a good job, I thought, especially on the PK there. You know, he blocked a nice shot there. But, you know, he's kind of...
He is what he is right now.
He is what he is, you know, and he's kind of playing above his, kind of punching above his weight right now. And I think when Benita's back and he's back to his fourth line center position, that's fine. And, you know, with him, same thing. He's going to have his up and downs and yeah. So,
yeah. Whatever.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, how are you feeling? So, yeah, you've been on recently. So what is your feeling about the Sharks right now?
They're bad. They just played some bad teams in a row.
Yeah.
Like for instance, they beat the Red Wings, the Flyers, and the Sabres. For instance,
they all stinky.
And then they lost to the Red Wings immediately before that. Yep. Their upcoming schedule: Rangers, Penguins. Then they get a reprieve: Kings, Kraken. Remember that. Mm-hmm. Lightning, Capitals, Panthers, Hurricanes, Lightning, Islanders, Bruins, Kraken, Knights, Preds, Ducks.
I'm sure they'll probably also be the Ducks and Oilers game thrown in there too, and sometime in February from
sick.
Yeah. So, yeah,
I with the loser point and all that good stuff, it's just a mirage. There's no way that this team constructed as is going anywhere. I'm having fun. I'm having more fun.
Yeah.
But I also accepted Jesus into my life a few weeks ago, which is the Sharks being bad. So this is all gravy at this point. I just don't want them to screw up and finish like 8 points out of the playoffs, but that puts them at like the 13th pick or something like dumb like that. Like, you might as well just be bad at that point. So, yeah, we'll see. But it was fun to beat the Red Wings. I mean,
yeah, you know, especially because the Red Wings are a really fun young team. That's, you know, that was a very fun, entertaining game. So at least make the games worth watching. So instead of like the last 2 years where it's just been brutal to watch. So
yeah, keep it interesting. Variety is the spice of life.
Yes.
If you would like to tell us what you think the Sharks are, dead or good or something like that, you can do that at Locked On Sharks on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. We are active on all three, mostly Twitter. Wow, a lot of cum jokes tonight.
We were just joining the rest of the hockey Twitter.
Yeah, you know? It's like when the police officer pulls you over and you don't know how fast you're going, you say, with the flow of traffic. We were just going with the flow of traffic. It's not our fault that it veered into our lane.
The flow of traffic just caught up to us. So,
yeah, exactly. Dicks are always funny. Yeah, exactly. If you'd like to email us, you can do that at lockedonsharks@gmail.com. We did get some emails actually.
Oh,
but I forgot to look, I forgot to bookmark them or something like that. And now they are kind of lost in the ethernet, but I'll find them. We'll just keep talking. I'll just keep vamping. If you would like to, oh, here we go. Paul's back.
Oh, good. We were worried.
He's still alive. Sorry, oh, Paul. Good. I got making one old joke.
Yes.
So what do you guys think we can get for Hurdle now?
Everyone, I think we'll save saying, that.
That's, everyone keeps saying New York Rangers are in on him. Many people are saying. What do we want off their roster? Which one of their prospects are worth trading for? Thoughts, Paul?
We're going to hold on to that because that's a nice, juicy episode that we can really go team by team and try to construct packages for. So, yes, we will, as the trade deadline gets closer in February, which is probably going to be a very long month for us since the Sharks didn't have too many games postponed, we will get into trade deadline stuff and that. So promise. Yes.
Just wanted to make sure that people knew that we were out there. YouTube, Locked On Sharks.
520 subscribers. Keep going, baby.
That's the opposite of 420. It's where you actually eat the weed cigarette. Why did I call it a weed cigarette? Oh my God, I am not cool. Oh, that's something you would say. A weed cigarette. You're going to tell your kids not to smoke the weed cigarettes. Imagine calling it a weed cigarette. I don't know. We can listen to us on Spotify. Who cares? JD's at my fry hole.
Kyle is at Kyle Demetrius. Thank you for making us your first listen. Go check out Locked On Bets, especially with the NFL playoffs coming up this weekend. There's a lot of fun games. Please bet against Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers because they are bad.
And he's a rapist.
And he's a rapist and should not be in the playoffs. Also, go check out any of the other great products out there. If you want to go get to know the Rangers and the Penguins, go check out those. I think we're going to, next week, I'll also be joining up with Sarah to do a preview for the Kings game. So our good friend Sarah and many of the other Locked On shows. So
like Locked On Bulldogs.
Your choice. There's probably 20 of them.
Go wild. Go Wildcats, baby.
Who are we going to beat?
Now the hardest part of my job. The easiest part of my job. The
Cats. Ending this show.